Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fabio Tayar of Indústrias Fomes. Please go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fomes conference call to discuss the second quarter 2010 earnings results. I'd like to mention that this conference call is being webcast live. The link is on the website www.fomes.com in the investor relations section. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today in Santa Bárbara d'Oeste are Livaldo Aguiar dos Santos, Chief Executive Officer, Sérgio Roberto Novo, Chief Financial Officer, and Luiz Cassiano Rosolém, Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Livaldo will comment on the company's second quarter 2010 results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question-and-answer session. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Livaldo.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being with us again to present Fomes' second quarter 2010 earnings results. Based on the numbers we post in our website, all key financial performance indicators improved. Not only the net operating revenue, but also the EBITDA margin. We can confirm that the level of investment in new machine improved. We already recovered from the crisis, but from now, we forecast a more stable market growing similar to our regular business years before the crisis. The first quarter 2010, the gross fixed capital formation reached 26%. The level of capacity utilization from industrial sector is still recovering, and the entrepreneur confidence index is at 63.4%, number higher than before the crisis. Considering this, we cannot keep the guidance we issued on October 2009, when we had a lot of business uncertainties at that point in time, like the BNDES loan terms that was supposed to finish by December 2009. Now, we know that BNDES loan is extended until December 2010 with 5.5% year interest rate. Consider all already mentioned aspects, we are now changing our guidance for 2010, in which we forecast to grow our net operating revenue from 35%-40% and our EBITDA margin from 14%-17%. More details about this subject will be given later during this presentation or at our Q&A sections. Now I turn this call to Mr. Cassiano Rosolém.
Thank you, Livaldo. Good day for everyone. I would like to start in the slide number three with the highlights of this quarter. The new orders, we have a growth of 81.3% when compared with prior year, and a growth of 31% when compared with prior quarter. Which is important, it is that in this quarter, we have the most important trade fair for machines, and that happens every year, and this is one of the reasons for the order in this quarter be very strong. Also, the operating revenue reached 167 million reais, which is very solid, and it is an increase that evidence the recovery of the economy activity. The EBITDA, as Livaldo already said, is very solid also with a margin improvement, and the backlog of the orders is still very strong, still very strong for the following quarter, with 225 million reais. I would like to highlight the plastic processing machines, which have a strong sales this second quarter. It was already expected. If we look at the backlog at March 31st, and this division also is joining very well the domestic demand for consumer goods, and they are selling many injection plastic machines as well as blow molding machines. One thing to highlight also is the mark of 150,000 machines produced by Homey in all our history. And we did that this quarter, and it is for us a very remarkable number. I would like to move to the page, to the slide number 4. Here we see the plastic processing machine gain more participation in our revenue, being stronger due to the injection molding machines and also to the blow molding machines. And this division is joining very well the domestic demand for consumer goods. Moving ahead to the page number 5, we see the capital formation here, the fixed capital formation, with an increase of 26% in the first quarter of 2010. We are not expecting this kind of growth in capital, in fixed capital formation for the following quarters, but we expect that this investment level keep growing in a level below that, but keeping positive. In the slide number 6, we see that the industry confidence indicator is still strong. It is higher than the level of 2007 and 2008, and we hope we have the industrial confidence indicator in good levels like it is now, in the between the 60 to the 65 points, which it is very important, mainly due to the election that's coming next October. Moving to the page 7, we have now a more stable level of utilization in the main sectors which we provide our machines as well as our castings. We see in the last 4 months, from February to May, a really more stable capacity utilization for these sectors, which it is very important. It means that they are now running in a more stable utilization of the capacity, which will probably in the near future, and also in the last months, we were feeling that the order for add capacity coming more strongly. Looking for the slide number 8, we see job shops again being a very important sector for us with 21%. It means that the small and medium-sized companies are more stronger than was in 2009, and they are more confident in do investments. And they are, as most of you already know, our biggest customers, the small and the medium-sized companies. We see also here technical schools very strong. As I anticipated at the beginning of the year, we will be delivering a lot of machines to technical schools this year. We have an agreement to be supplying machines until the end of this year, beginning of next year, and we will see this sector being representative over the following quarters as well. Turning to the next slide, we see in the plastic processing machines packaging very strong, as was in 2009, also mainly due to the consumer goods. We see automotive sectors very strong and see home appliances. This sector is really performing very well. In the casting business, we also feel the truck sector and the agricultural sector very, very strong this year. But electricity generation, which it is more related to the wind power energy, is still not recovered yet. And we hope by beginning of next year, we start supply again for our customers in this sector. Page number 10, there is the order entry. Very strong in the second quarter, mainly due to the trade fair in May, which we bring a representative amount of orders to our books. Very solid, and it means that the economy, domestic economy, is still very strong. Moving to the slide number 11, the performance of HOMI revenue, historical revenue, as well as the quarterly revenue. Quarterly revenue is growing against last quarter, growing against last year, and the EBITDA margin also is stable to grows to 14.1% this quarter. The page in the slide number 12, we see Europe being our main market. We see still stable the sales in the export or the foreign market, with just a slightly growth of 1.5% when we compare the first half of 2010 with the first half of 2009, which is a good sign that probably abroad we are in the bottom of the downturn of the cycle. Page 13 shows the improvement in the productivity with a higher volume of production. We were able to dilute better the labor cost and other expenses that we have in the cost of goods sold. Just a reminder, in the SG&A or in the G&A, we really have more of fixed G&A in the cost of goods sold. As you can see in this slide, you see material with 67% of the cost of goods sold now, bring the cost of goods sold to a more variable structure. In the SG&A, as a characteristic of HOMI, it is really more fixed. We still have some SG&A expenses that is more variable, like freight and some commission that we pay to our sales team. But most of the expenses there are more fixed than variable. Moving to the page 14, we see EBITDA as 23.7 million reais. It's important to highlight there is a non-recurring item there. We have 2.3 million reais as expenses that happens for the hardening process or project that we had this second quarter. If we do not have that non-recurring expenses, the EBITDA margin will be 15.5%. Also, if we look for the whole quarter, whole half of the year, the semester, we see an impact in the EBITDA of 4.2 million reais, which will make the EBITDA 46.5 million reais. Turning to the page 15, we see improvement in all the sectors. I would like to highlight the plastic machines with a growth of 85.8%, strong growth this year. The casting business we grew 32.8% at the beginning of recovery in sales and production in our foundry. And machine tools was quite stable, a little down 6.6% this quarter in terms of sales. Moving to the slide number 16, I think we improved gross margin in machine tools. We improved gross margin in plastic machines. We also improved operating margins in these two divisions. Very strong due to the better productivity in this in our manufacturing units. And in the foundry business, we have a decrease in gross margin, EBITDA, in operating margin, but one thing is important here. This quarter, we have almost 1 million reais as depreciation, and these expenses, or this depreciation, was one of the main reasons for the impact in gross margin and operating margin. The depreciation will happen in the following quarters, and it happens or start to be depreciate some of the equipment this quarter because of the better utilization for the new facility and some of the equipment that were not being utilized due to the lack of volume start to be utilized this quarter. Page 17, we still have a very strong cash position. Net debt of 5.9 million reais. We have on cash on hand now 234 million reais. In loans, 240 million reais, more or less. Moving to the page 18, here is more the capital markets. How is the performance of our share compared with Ibovespa? Page 19 also emphasized the corporate governance that Home has. We are in the Novo Mercado since 2007. We have full report of IFRS since in December 2007. We adopt all the Brazilian CPC's GAAP. We anticipate that adoption. We are in the EASY, which is the Corporate Sustainability Index, since end of next year. Corporate governance is really very important for us. And the last slide, we have the guidance for 2010. We are doing a revision on this guidance. The new guidance, it is net operating revenue growth compared with 2009 of 35% to 40%, EBITDA margin for 2010 between 14% to 17%. CapEx, we keep the same previous guidance for this new revisited guidance. The assumptions is to keep the actual economic environment that Brazil has right now, and also exchange rate be stable along the next half of the year. Now I would like to pass the word to open the Q&A section, and we will be happy to answer your questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key, followed by the one key on your touch tone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. Our first question comes from Mr. Augusto Enzinski from Morgan Stanley.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. So, quick question regarding your CapEx or your current capacity utilization and CapEx. If you have a sense of, I know you have several different product lines, but a general sense of your total capacity utilization and then when you think you would need to make additional CapEx, be it could be revising at the end of this year or maybe for next year. Thank you.
Thank you, Augusto, for your question. The level of utilization of the capacity this year is still very stable. In the machinery, we have more or less 70% of utilization of capacity. In the foundry, we still below the level that we would like to be, almost 50 to 55% of utilization of the foundry capacity. Our expectation is due to some investments that we have this year already scheduled. Some of them is to more focus in some small bottlenecks that we have, mainly in the heavy machining of parts in one of these units. We also are doing integration in the foundry, as well as we are implementing the Oracle R12 software, is a ERP, very powerful, which we bought last year, and we are in the phase of implementation, several modules of this software this year, and this will also expand some CapEx this year. We are working strongly with Six Sigma projects, where we are trying to open more, mainly in the assembly line, but some projects in the machining side, to be more productive, to utilize the same asset that we have more efficient, and also then be saving from due expansion in the following years. We don't see yet need for add capacity in the short or medium term period.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Excuse me. As a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press star 1. Again, if you would like to pose a question, please press star 1. This concludes today's question and answer session. Livaldo dos Santos, at this time you may proceed with your closing statements.
Gentlemen, thanks for being with us again, and we hope to see you in the next quarter call. Have a good day. Thank you.
That does conclude our Holmes two quarter 2010 earnings release conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.